This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The song they just played right now is from the one, the only, Da Capo, Phakathi Lami, featuring Mawu and Soul Star. It is 20 minutes to 3 on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio on a Tuesday. I go by the name of King Bash, Abute Winter Stark himself. And as promised, I'm joined on the line by an international DJ, Limpopo's very own Da Capo. Late last month, he gave us Indigo Child 2, Love and Frequency. The album is doing exceptionally well, and he's here to talk to us all about it. I'm so excited to have this conversation. I'm with my brother Nico Mogashwa. Da Capo,
my bro.
What up, my G?
Oh, good, my G. Great.
Ah, get sharp. Hey, unlahlile, Joe.
It's been a while, man.
Ah, hey, dog, it's been forever. Like, I can't even remember the last time I saw you. The last time I actually saw you was at the show Yako Shiro. In December. Yeah. So I think that was the last time I saw you. But you well, you're good. I see you doing massive things internationally, bro. Congratulations, man.
I appreciate it, bro. No, I'm awesome, man. I'm good, you know. Tori, my partner, Joe, you know.
No, most definitely, man. I mean, the last time we spoke, Da Capo, I mean, you said you'll pull up when we drop something new, And thank you, man, for coming back. And congrats on the drop on Indigo Child 2. Congratulations, my bro.
I appreciate it.
So you're always on tour. I mean, you're gigging in different parts of the world. How do you make time, you know, to still make music, Capo?
You know, it's never easy, you know, because there's so much touring in between.
Sure.
You know, I always try to make time, you know, in between traveling. Whenever I would get, like, bits, you know, of that time, I use it, you know. But, yeah. Hey, it's too much, you know, like it's too much, but I always try to find time to make the music because, you know, I'm truly dedicated to this.
100%, man. I mean, but when you're outside the country, the cup, I mean, for, you know, a longer period of time, how do you deal with that feeling? You know that, that being homesick, how do you deal with that, bro?
I do get homesick. Mara, recently, I don't know, man, like for some weird reason, I do enjoy being away for, you know, such a long time. I think it's a matter of getting used to, you know, that specific, you know, atmosphere, you know, getting used to, you know, being in those different spaces, like in those continents. I've traveled so much, I've traveled a lot, so like it feels like deployed right now. So like even like when it comes to food, I have acquired like a specific taste. I'm more into the Portuguese food.
Oh
now.
My gosh.
You know, that's my vibe. I'm such a little of all like that anymore. You know.
Hey, that's crazy, bro. Yo, I can imagine that. But let's now touch a bit about you know, the album. I mean, the artwork is different from the Indigo Child from 2017, and significantly so. I want to find out from you, Capo, why is that?
This album, basically, I'm just embracing a different story. You know, I'm telling a love story through this album, you know. It has been like an important factor, you know, for me, because it took me more than 8 years to work on this project, you know, which I've been dedicated to. You know, and this is for me giving back, you know, to, you know, the couple, like to the people that have been there, you know, throughout all my career. You know, basically it's just, you know, telling a love story and, you know, showcasing it to the whole world and, you know, embracing the music in general.
All right. Now, speaking of this, you know, love story that you're speaking about, I mean, you have worked with some incredible names. And to name a few, I mean, I'm talking about the likes of Elaine, Bomahu, you know, Bongesi, Swe, Mabandla, you know. And how did you go about choosing, you know, the right people to work with on this project?
I mean, like, these are some of my influences, you know, like people that I've been looking up to music-wise. You know, speaking about someone like Elaine, I've been a fan of theirs, you know, and she's someone that played a very huge, important factor on the project with her song. So these are people that, you know, I've been a fan of, like I've been following their work. And, you know, for them being part of this project, it's such an honor. You know, like the likes of Wu, Bongesi, and Mabandla, you know, speaking of Bomahu, you know what I mean? So, man, putting this project has been nothing but short of amazing, you know, because these are lovely souls. These are people that, you know, they give all their time, they dedicated all their, you know, time and all that, you know, just so that they can give up the best work out of this project. So I'm truly grateful for that.
100%, man. And speaking of that, looking at, you know, these artists that are purely and so talented, you know, the songwriters, the singers, how do you ensure, you know, that what they want to do or sing about matches your vision for the album? How do you actually get to that point?
Right. It's so funny because how this whole project came about, it was not planned.
Wow.
It's like someone came out with, you know, their entire work. And initially, when we matched everything, you know, basically it had like the common, it had a common thing, it had a common goal, which was essentially about love, you know, which was the beauty of it, you know. It's like, you know, when the stars all align,
yeah.
You know, that's essentially how this album came about.
Basically. Oh, man, that sounds so fantastic. But now, I need to put you on the spot, Dakapo. I need to do that because do you have any, you know, ultimate favorite from the album? That one song that you, you know, when you're alone and you feel like, yo, wow, I'm actually a genius. Not to, you know, blow your own horn or anything.
Yeah.
What is that one song?
Wow.
That one song.
Man, you know, like, you took me on the spot right there.
I said I would, bro.
I'm going to go with the least, but it's not necessarily the least favorite, but this one spoke to me. Like, it's a very spiritual song,
yeah.
Which is the first track, you know, which I'm featuring Ndoni. This one, I don't know, man, for some reason it speaks to my soul, you know. Even the making of the song, this one probably took me way longer than any other song, you know.
Wow, bro.
Yeah.
All right. But now, man, I mean, you're touring. Me and you can speak the whole. I know you're busy, man, but you're touring. What's next for you, man? What would you like? And also before you go, what would you like to say to your fans? But what's next for the couple right now?
Yeah, so there's a whole lot on the pipeline. You know, there's like music videos that are on the pipeline that I'm dropping in a few months from now. There's a short film that I'm working on, which is for the album as well. And obviously more touring, like in the month of August and also in September. Man, I'll just be all over the spaces.
Yeah.
You know, so Yeah, blue torches, you know, that's what it is.
Most definitely. To all the Dakapo fans, what would you like to say to everyone?
Man, I would like to give a major shout out to, you know, all the Dakapoholics out there.
Yeah.
I've been seeing so much love, you know, for the album. You know, like normally people will just opt, you know, to go for one track, like, you know, out of the whole entire project, they're like, ah, yeah, this is the song. But, you know, this project is fun. Like, people have various, you know, favorite songs, you know, out of the album, which is the beauty of it, which shows so much dedication for the project.
Yeah, no, most definitely. My brother, thank you so much, man, for taking out your time out of your busy schedule just to come and speak to us. All the best. And I know you're killing it out there. We are so, so proud of you. December, when you come back home, if you are coming back home, Nico, step into the studio, step into the studio and let us have a quick one, yeah?
For sure. No, I'm gonna definitely pop by.
All right. Thank you so much, my brother.
I appreciate it, my brother.
Sure.
Good on.
Hola.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.